is what unity looks like.
My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. On Wednesday, September 20th, a protest regarding the sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum happened on both sides of the Legislative Assembly building. The Million March for Kids is a national protest that took place in over 100 places in Canada, 33 of which took place in Ontario. The march is in support of, quote, the elimination of the SOGI curriculum, pronouns, gender ideology, and mixed bathrooms in schools. In Toronto, the protesters gathered around the King Edward VII statue in Queen's Park. The protesters held People's Party of Canada signs saying, "Leave our kids alone," and homemade ones saying things such as, "Parents know best," and "No sex ed." After the public announcement of the march in Toronto, a counter-protest was organized, and the Toronto District School Board made their statement regarding the march. Quote, "Ahead of these planned demonstrations, we want to make it unequivocally clear that the TDSB stands with our trans, two-spirit, and non-binary students, staff, and families. We support everyone's human rights and expression of gender. In our schools, we do not tell students who they should be, but welcome them as they are. We do this by focusing on their academic learning and fostering feelings of belonging as expected in the Ontario curriculum and the Ontario Human Rights Code." The 519, a 2SLGBTQ+ organization in Toronto, organized the counter-protest on Monday, the 18th, through social media and a newsletter. The newsletter was a call to action to join the counter-protest. The counter-protest gathered on the grass at the front of the Legislative Assembly. Quote, "We know that this will hurt students in so many ways. In this time of renewed hate and emboldened anger against two-spirit, trans, and queer people, it's time now, more than ever, for us to show up and make it clear that hate has no place in Ontario," says the 519 in their newsletter. Many people attended both protests, including kids with their parents on both sides. Jane Church brought her infant into the counter-protest.
"I brought my little baby with me, and I think it's important because children are going to be who they're going to be. And, you know, the protesters on the north side of the building, I think, just want to control kids. And ultimately, kids, you can't control kids. They're just going to be who they want to be, and we should support them to do that and protecting their rights over parental rights."
And so you said you brought your kids here today. So why is it important to bring your children here?
I think it's important to show the protesters that people with children can also be on the side of, you know, trans rights and LGBTQ rights, and also parental rights are not a thing. You don't have rights over your kids. That's like not how human rights work. But I don't think that's the view of the protesters on the other side.
Church's sentiment was shared with Christian Wong Tam, the NDP MPP of Toronto Centre.
"Our children, they've been denounced as families like mine. And so it is absolutely critical for us to be here. But while we here, we must remember why we are here. Absolutely shameful that they have not stood up to correct the records, that there is no indoctrination happening in schools. That is language used to weaponize what is actually happening in schools, which is what parents and teachers and education workers are working so hard to reverse. They're trying to get the truth out."
Mayor Olivia Chow spoke up regarding the protest in a tweet, quote, "We stand against all forms of discrimination, hatred, and bigotry, and for the safety and well-being of all young people. Some wish to target our schools and libraries to spread hate. We know these must be spaces that welcome everybody, especially students."